Hey all, welcome back to Earth in Tune. I'm your host, Janice. This is the second chapter in the water version of the show. So when I first came up with the concept for the show, many people that I talked to thought that it was going to be an environmental show where the songs would all have an environmental message. I couldn't imagine that I would be able to sustain the show using only songs with an environmental theme. This past week, I decided to see what kind of songs and which artists are regularly singing songs about the environment. As far as musicians that sing about environmental issues goes, this first artist stands out as one that has had a lifelong passion to sing about the issues that the planet faces. Born in LA in 1948, Clyde Jackson Brown was a teenage prodigy songwriter in the mid-60s. In 1972, his song, Rock Me on the Water, alludes to the apocalyptic future of the planet. His passion for the environment extends to his personal life. His partner, artist and environmental activist, Deanna Cohen, is a founding member of the Plastic Pollution Coalition.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, people, look around you. The signs are you've left it for somebody other than you to be the one to care. You're lost inside your houses. There's no time to find you now. While your walls are burning and your towers are turning, I'm gonna leave you here and try to get down to the sea somehow. The road is filled with homeless souls, every woman, child, and man, who have no idea where they will go, but they'll help you if they can. Gonna pull them through somehow. While the fires are raging hotter and hotter, but the sisters of the sun are gonna rock me on the water now. Rock me on the water, sister, will you soothe my fever brow? Rock me on the water, get down to the sea. There's a seabird above you, gliding in one place, like Jesus in the sky. We all must do the best we can, and then hang on to that gospel plow. When my life is over, gonna stand before the Father, but the sisters of the sun are gonna rock me on the water now. Rock me, rock me on the water, sister, will you soothe my fever brow? Hey, rock me on the water, maybe I'll remember, maybe I'll remember now. Rock me on the water, the wind is with me now. So rock me on the water, I'll get down to the sea. the dreams that we once had. This is a time to bring them back. What would the promises caught on the tips of our tongues? Do we forget or forgive? There's a whole other life waiting to live when one day we're brave enough to talk with conviction of the heart. Down your streets I'd walked alone, as if my feet were not my own. Such is the path I chose. Doors I have opened and closed. I'm tired of living this life, fooling myself, believing were I done, I'd never give a love any conviction of the heart. Isn't it time to stop somehow? Air that's too angry to breathe. Water our children can't drink. You've heard it hundreds of times. Say you're aware, believe and you care. Do you care enough? Where's your conviction of the heart?
One with the earth.
That was Conviction of the Heart by Everett, Washington native Kenny Loggins. Since its release, the song has become one of his signature tunes and was hailed as the unofficial anthem of the environmental movement by Al Gore when Loggins performed it on Earth Day in 1995 at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Loggins is a former member of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band from the 1970s. Today, Loggins is a pensive septuagenarian and says, the planet really wants to come back, and the only thing keeping it from happening is humans. We're so addicted to fossil fuels and the lifestyle that we've become accustomed to, and so I think it requires a shift in consciousness and awareness. This next song is definitely about climate change. The record producer did very little to promote the album in the U.S., and it never charted here. But in other parts of the world, this was a huge hit. Julian Lennon, son of John Lennon of the Beatles, portrays in his song Saltwater a world that is just too sad and depressing to not have an emotional reaction. Released in 1991, his song is about the destruction of the environment and how we, as a people, need to do our part to protect it. Like Jackson Brown, Lennon is passionate in his personal life about the environment and formed the White Feather Foundation to take on environmental issues and help in the distribution of clean water.
Saltwater wells in my eyes. but many things aren't plenty anymore. Like the water from our sink, they say it's not safe to drink. You gotta go and buy it at the store. Now we're told there's a hole in the ozone. Look what's washing on the beach. And Lord, I believe from the heavens to the seas, we're bringing Mother Nature to her knees. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. Well, there's a change taking place way on the mountains. Acid rain is falling on the leaves. And down in Brazil, the fires are burning still. How we gonna breathe without them trees? So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. There's a place where I live called the Canyon, where Daddy taught me to swim. And that water is so pure, and I'm gonna make sure Daddy's grandkids can swim there like him. Now we all ought to feel just a little bit guilty when we look into the eyes of our kids. 'Cause brothers, it's a fact, if we take and don't put back, they'll have to pay for all we did. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. Well, it's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down.
We just heard Alabama singing Pass It On Down. It's a 2008 release of the environmentally conscious track about acid rain, unsafe drinking water, the hole in the ozone layer, and other issues that are bringing Mother Nature to her knees. The band member, Teddy Gentry, who wrote the song, got the idea from his son while they were fishing. He recalls a news bulletin telling people not to eat the fish out of the river anymore because there was high lead mercury content. This next song is Seminole Wind by John Anderson, another great song about the changes going on with our climate. Anderson is from Florida, and in 1992 he wrote this song. The lyrics reference the Seminole war chief Osceola, whose ghost cries out over the destruction of natural resources for financial gain, driven by the draining of the Florida Everglades. Native American tribes took refuge there under Osceola's leadership during the Second Seminole War in the mid-1800s. By the end of the century, developers began making plans to drain the vast, what they called swampland, covering nearly 4,000 square miles, and convert it to farmland. The continuous drainage projects for development and flood control purposes wreaked havoc on the Everglades' delicate ecosystem, and despite efforts to restore this wetland, it was named the most critically endangered site in the U.S. in 2017.
99.7 KQUA LP Roseburg, a community service of Umpqua Watersheds. Umpqua Watersheds is dedicated to the protection and restoration of the ecosystems of the Umpqua Watersheds and beyond through education, training, advocacy, and ecologically sound stewardship. More information at umpquawatersheds.org and on Facebook.
And in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. So blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators and the dogs. We'll be right back.
There's no place here. What were you expecting? No room for both, just room for me. So
song is Don't Drink the Water by the Dave Matthews Band, released in 1998. Like the Seminole Wind song, it also highlights the treatment of Native Americans. There are so many good songs like that last one, and this next one is from Johnny Cash. Don't Go Near the Water is another song about the human impacts on our environment, especially our water. The 2002 release of the song was written by Mike Love and Al Jardine and originally performed by the Beach Boys in 1971.
Don't go near the water, children. See the fish all dead upon the shore. Don't go near the water, 'cause the water isn't water anymore.
From the fountains and the mountains comes water running cool and clear and blue. And it comes down from the hills, and it goes down to the towns and passes through. When it gets down to the cities, then the water turns into a dirty gray. 'Cause it's poisoned and polluted by the people as it goes along its way. Don't go near the water, children. See the fish all dead upon the shore. Don't go near the water, 'cause the water isn't water anymore. I was sitting on the bank of the lake at home fishing with my little boy. I said, "Have you got a bite yet, son?" He said, "No, sir. Have you, Daddy?" I said, "I believe we've got a nibble." He said, "Daddy, if we catch a fish, can we cook him and eat him?" I said, "Maybe we better not, son. They say that it may not be safe to eat the fish in this water anymore."
Don't go near the water, children. See the fish all dead upon the shore. Don't go near the water, 'cause the water isn't water anymore. Don't go near the water, children. See the fish all dead upon the shore. Don't go near the water, 'cause the water isn't water anymore. Don't go near the water, children. See the fish all dead upon the shore. Don't go near the water, 'cause the water isn't water anymore.
Down, 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 down just that we don't wanna care. Under the bridges, over the phone, wind on the water, carry me
That was a 1975 song by Crosby and Nash singing To the Last Whale from their Wind in the Water album, a song about the killing of whales for consumerism. The next two songs are about pollution. It's interesting that in 1965, we had musical artists willing to speak out with their songs. New York native Tom Lehrer wrote a song, Pollution, about the air and water pollution. A mathematician by training, Lehrer wrote songs as satire. He gave up the music scene in the 1970s to concentrate on teaching mathematics. His songs were forthright and critical, and he has claimed that his songs were banned and censored. After Lehrer is another very critical song about pollution by Steve Forbert. Mississippi native Samuel Stephen Forbert wrote the Oil song over 40 years ago, and he has added new lyrics at his live performances ever since because there always seemed to be new material. In 2010, he recorded the update to his song. It is a long song, but I just could not resist adding this one. This has been a very informative show, and I enjoyed the research on the songs. So tune in to 99.7 KQUA next Sunday at 4 p.m. for another chapter of Earth in Tune, or listen live at kqua.org. Until next time, I'm your host, Janice.
If you visit American City, you will find it very pretty. Just two things of which you must beware. Don't drink the water and don't breathe the air. Pollution, pollution, we got smog and sewage and mud. Turn on your tap and get hot and cold running crud. See the halibuts and the sturgeons being wiped out by detergents. Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly. But they don't last long if they try. Pollution, pollution, you can use the latest toothpaste and then rinse your mouth with industrial waste. Just go out for a breath of air and you'll be ready for Medicare. The city streets are really quite a thrill. If the hoods don't get you, the monoxide will. Pollution, pollution, wear a gas mask and a veil. Then you can breathe long as you don't inhale. Lots of things there that you can drink. But stay away from the kitchen sink. Throw out your breakfast garbage. And I've got a hunch that the folks downstream will drink it for lunch. So go to the city, see the crazy people there, like lambs to the slaughter. They're drinking the water and breathing the air.
Oh, the engine's gone dead, cried the men who were there. And she passed up the dock on the wide Delaware. Then the ship ran aground and the oil got away. And they did not report the big spill on that day. It was hundreds of thousands of gallons galore, stretching 32 miles down the Delaware shore. Out looking for food, they got stuck where they stood in the oncoming crew. And it's oil, oil drifting to the sea. And it's oil, and it's oil, tall, buying at the station. You can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. In the well-charted waters of the Nantucket Shoals was a ship run aground full of oil, we were told. In a week's worth of rough winter weather and waves, the boat started cracking and it could not be saved. It was 7.6 million gallons this time. Consider the danger and think of the crime. As it poured out a slick, stretching into the tide, over 100 miles it came deep, it came wide. It was oil, it was oil, pouring in the sea. You can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. One of these ships was the Olympic Games. The Argo Merchant was the other one's name. It's sad, but it's true. Things got worse for the seas. Along came a craft called a Moco Cadiz. A Moco Cadiz between England and France. Big super tanker out taking a chance. With his 100,000 black tons of the slime, a Moco Cadiz spilt the most of all time. People, oil, was oil, oil, don't buy it at the station, you can get it now for free, just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. Some Mexican oil well went leaking its goo. At that time, the worst things had ever come to. It was oil, oil, creeping in the sea. It was oil, oil, don't buy it at the station. You can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline. Hey, the captain's now free, and his case, it is closed. The Exxon Valdez wrecked itself, I suppose. What's left of the life in the prison? Prince William Sound might not condone what our court of law found. And it's oil, oil creeping in the sea. Oil, oil, don't buy it at the station. Now you can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. Saddam Hussein was a pretty strange man. Look what it did for his trusting homeland. Through sanctions and bombings, he'd no way to sell crude from his captured Kuwaiti oil wells. He sat down to think and came up with a scheme, one that he thought might protect his regime. Covered the Gulf in a blanket of black, thought it might hold a few battleships back. And it's oil, yeah, oil creeping in the sea. It was oil, it was oil. Don't buy it at the station, you can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. Registered in through Liberian doors, passing the Shetlands near Scotland's cold shores. A single hull ship with his engine broke down, drifted 5 hours and then ran aground. Right where the wildlife preserve chanced to be, and 20 million more gallons got free. Folks, it's light crude, they did say. It'll probably break up and be gone right away. And it's oil, and it's oil creeping in the sea. And it's oil, oil. Don't buy it at the station, you can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. They're banning those single-hulled tankers we hear, phasing them out in the next several years. And the one called the Prestige won't be jumped in that heap. It stalled off of Spain and it sank down the deep. 1 million gallons of the fuel reached the beach. 19 more sank in some tanks that weren't breached. If air's trapped inside them, they'll burst any day. If not, they'll just sit there to rust and decay. Till it's oil, oil creeping in the sea. And it's oil, now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. The Delaware River was back in distress. This time the captain did not cause the mess. The paint on his ship was the same as the type the divers found scraped on a 15-foot pipe. Therefore, the pipe was the cause of the hole. The hole in his hull was beyond his control. Hey, whoever knows how that pipe got stuck there? Thanks for the 500,000-gallon nightmare, which was oil. It was oil, it was oil. Don't buy it at the station, you can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. tanks near the sea, 'cause that's where those oil storage tanks tend to be. The Israeli bombs hit the tanks on the shore. The oil isn't stored in those tanks anymore. The Mediterranean tourism buzz, as per the Holy Land, ain't what it was. And it's oil, now it's oil, creeping in the sea. And it's oil, oil. Don't buy it at the station, you can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. A barge full of oil hit a tanker last night. The good news, I guess, is the tanker's all right. The barge broke in two and sold New Orleans. Got stuck with what newscaster teams call a sheen. The riverfront walk was a funk, yeah, with fumes. The Coast Guard was rolling out red plastic booms to block off the spill and contain it, good luck. 400,000 thick gallons of muck, it was oil, it was oil, creeping to the sea. It was oil, it was oil. Don't buy it at the station, you can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. We're pumping out petrol no matter what cost, and now that 11 men's lives have been lost, the price is as high as rig workers can pay. Paying the price for the US of A. A deep water rig called Horizon went down. No way to seal off its pipe has been found. So South Louisianans all wait for to see just what the landfall of this spill will be. People, oil, and it's oil, creeping in the sea. And it's oil, and it's oil. Don't buy it at the station, you can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. Right.
Fly's wings will set off a storm, the world away.
What if that ride in the smallest of things could power the strongest hurricane?
What if it all begins inside?
We hold the key that turns the tide.
Show a little
You never know it can grow.